Now time for a locker room chat with Valley Falls head coach Dwight Hofstra off a tough loss. What are some things you guys are trying to work on in practice this week?
We're kind of just going to fundamentals. We're just improving technique and assignments and alignments and trying to get faster reps out of both of those. So we went to a lot of base stuff and just want to clean up our own things so we can put better stuff on film and be faster and tougher and more competitive.
Absolutely. And I mean, Troy, a very good, very, very good football team. They gave you a tough time, certainly. But what are some things that maybe you saw optimistically?
Offensively and defensively, I think that, they have some big dudes, and they are benefited from having those nine seniors on their team is a huge benefit for them because they just have been playing for 4 years together and play good football, and Coach Jasper coaches them up well, and they're pretty big kids, so they oversize us, which, that's kind of just going to be our overarching theme this year for us. Defensively, I thought our defensive backs did a pretty good job. We played North pretty tight. Zach Evans did. Had an interception and let him bust loose on a big jailbreak screen. That quarterback throws well, and they caught some really nice balls down the field on us. And it's just that experience, just knowing where they're going, and we didn't know where we were going. Offensively, we put Zach at quarterback. Dylan didn't play. He hurt his knee, so we put Zach at quarterback there in the second half. He made a couple things happen. Just learning and growing.
You know, talking about those turnovers that you guys were able to force, how crucial is it for you guys when you're in super competitive games to turn those turnovers into points?
Well, it's extremely crucial. We've, maybe this last game, I'm not sure, against Troy, but we've nearly won the turnover battle in both of our games and still are getting beat, as bad as we're getting beat. But it says something, to our kids. I know Solomon's forced several fumbles against Effingham, and I think he forced one against Troy that we were able to jump on. But like you said, if we can't turn them into points, it's wasted possessions. It's a benefit for our defense to get off the field and our offense to get out there and try to score again. But if we can't score, then, it's a little bit wasted. It's just a stalemate.
Going to take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Hofstra after this. Back here with Coach Dwight Hofstra of Valley Falls here on Locker Room Chat, talking about their game coming up this Friday at Horton, your guys' first row game of the season.
Yes, we're excited about it. It'll be good to get on the road. I know several of the guys, we've been doing a couple JV games on the road. So we're at least adjusted to it. I think that'll help us out. It won't just come as a shock and a weird experience. We kind of got a routine for away. So that'll be good. I know it's Horton's homecoming, so there'll be extra amped up for that. But I think we got a good plan. We'll go up there and be competitive and see what Friday night brings.
And what are some things that you know about this Chargers team? They lose a tough one in week one to Jackson Heights and then bounce back with a 22-14 win over McLouth last week.
I know that it was super good for them to get that first win in a while. I know that was really awesome for them. I know that they are bringing football back up there, and they are looking better and competitive and really fighting for it. I know those kids want it. And against McLeod, they showed some good things on film. A couple of them run pretty hard, pretty tough runners, and they flow the ball on defense, and they're looking to get tackled. So hopefully, we can prepare for that and come out and do our thing and do it really well.
I know it can be tough to kind of get in these kids' heads, but what are some things that they're thinking come into this game that's certainly a lot more winnable this week?
Yeah, I think that it's very, you don't ever want to put down an opponent, but I know that, I think that we match up very, very well together, and I know that Effingham's a really good team, and Troy's a really good team, and I think that we will be just more evenly matched for the youth and skill level of our people, and for what they do well, they run the ball well, and they like to spread it out, just kind of like we do. that's my goal for the year has been, you know, to dominate the line of scrimmage, and we haven't been able to do that. So hopefully we can do that coming in against Horton.
Absolutely. Coach Hofstra, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. And I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Same to you.